You have what under your fingernails?
I have egg under my fingernails.
Cooked or raw?
Cooked.
Oh, because you were dipping your little fingers into your eggs?
No, because the pan that we have, the little egg pan, is so not sticky anymore that when you make scrambled eggs, we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're in it.
We're in it. Now you guys know about the eggs and the pan.
I think that I was surprised when you told our couples therapist about the Tower of Condiments.
Why?
I don't know.
It was totally contextual, though.
I know, but
I wasn't telling on you. I was admiring your Tower of Condiments.
I was just, it didn't seem like something that would have lodged into your brain in a meaningful way, and then it did, and I was surprised.
It seemed important because it was an act of, like, childlike boundary pushing in a safe environment, but also creativity and challenge. And it just seems like all of those things were dangerous things for you to do when you were a kid and stifled certain aspects of who you were. And now that we're in couples and starting to kind of pull all of that stuff apart, it felt emblematic of something important as you were building it.
Like that scene in where he's messing with his mashed potatoes and he's like, this means something.
Wait, what movie is that from again?
Third Encounters or whatever. What's it called? The one with
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah, yeah. When Richard Dreyfuss is like making a mountain out of his mashed potatoes, and he doesn't know why, and he's like, "This means something." And his wife and his kids are like, "Oh my goodness, he's gone crazy!"
Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness, he's gone crazy!
I've never seen that movie. You just cocked your head to the side like a crow.
Well, I realized that I was about to say something that I feel like I always say when you drop these, like, horrific facts on me. And so I was just pausing to sort of, like, assess my own feelings.
But you have to remember that the thing that bonds us, which is two very strange childhoods, one in remote Alaska and one locked away in hotels.
You just watched a lot of scrambled porn.
I watched scrambled porn and, like, the same... We had the five pay-per-view channels... And they didn't swap out the movies all that frequently. So I have seen the movie Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito 40 times, probably. It's the movie that I've seen the most in the world.
I just, in one of the books about Hollywood that I read, they talked about that movie. And I think that was that Arnold's, like, switch into comedy? I think that was his first comedy.
So.
It was a huge deal. Yeah,
I think so. I'm almost positive. Yeah, I think it was in the Power, the CAA book.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was like a, yeah.
But anyway, so like you had movies and we both had movies in different ways.
Yeah, that's true. I had 100 movies, more than that. We had so many, but they were all on VHS.
I'm going to say something else we talked about in couples therapy, which I'm doing this as an accountability framework. So you need to get your driver's license renewed, and you've been having this kind of mental block in doing it. So in couples counseling, we were talking about...
You offered to help.
And I was like, let me help. Like, let me just, like, be your buddy in this annoying task.
How do you be my buddy? How what does it look like?
We're gonna
do you quiz me?
We're going to make... Yeah, I'm going to...
Do you help prepare me?
Paper cards. We're going to do flashcards.
Okay.
Like, and then we're going to make, like, a special day of it, and then we're going to get, like, a treat after we go to the DMV.
Make a little video of me, like, doing my montage training scene.
Yes, we'll do Rocky. And we'll do Rocky montage. How do you pronounce it? Montage. Montage? Montage.
Say it the French way.
Montage.
How do you... I can't think of any ratings, but we should wrap up. Oh, last day of sweeps week. Final pitch.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna have a little champagne.
Five. All I had was like panic school exam dreams of missing the pitch today.
What's your feeling going into the last one? Are you like I'm gonna fucking nail this? Are you like I don't care anymore? Like just where are you at?
This is the one where I can actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
This is the one where I'm just like, here you go. This is the last show, you guys. You know, I can slow down.
Yep.
I can really like hit all the punchlines.
So really for all your pitches, you should do 2 weeks, then find your rhythm, and then do like another 2 weeks of pitching. What if your job was this all the time?
I would not have that job. I would have
quit. I feel
like
you'd get better at it. I feel like it would just become like this every time.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess it's the toggle that's annoying.
How do you rate the entire 2 weeks of Sweep Sweep? Like the entire experience, not knowing yet if it's sold or not, but just the experience of going through it and everything that we did around it.
In retrospect, I'm rating it a 4 out of 5 because, one, I like hard to do hard things because I find that it's almost some like test of metal. I'm always trying to like impress the idea of my father, you know, like how tough can I be? But the thing that I really liked about it was the value that I was attaching to each pitch was not outcomes based. It was how am I dealing with this thing that I don't like to do and the discomfort of this thing? In the various different ways it was presented to me based on like my feelings for the day, like how I woke up in the morning, the audience, the relationship that I was having sort of with my production and studio team, like as the things evolved, as we started getting feedback, etc. And I came to this conclusion finally, and I think we were talking about it yesterday morning or 2 days ago, where I'm just like, the sale is not the point. Like the point is to,
your hands,
the point is to do your best and do your best to enjoy the thing that's happening, and then not tie my own feelings of personal value to this in every way. And this is the first time in my entire 14 years that I've been here that I haven't been like, oh, this is an indictment on
I feel the looseness in it. I have a worksheet for you at the end of the day.
What kind?
It's called an after action review.
Did you make it up?
No, it's from the Army.
Oh,